I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, springtime is the time for new life in wild and wonderful West Virginia. And one of the more noticeable species that is emerging from the winter lair is the black bear, the state's animal. We'll talk a little more about that coming up in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The black bear, West Virginia's state animal, is a favorite among wildlife watchers in West Virginia. However, as they emerge from the den in the spring of the year, they're going to be hungry, and the food is going to be scarce. Biologist Chris Ryan at DNR tells us, resist the temptation to help them out, because you're really not helping them at all.
Everybody wants to see bears. I mean, bears are one of the most loved species we have in the state and even in the country. And everybody's very excited when they hear a bear. I can't tell you how many bear stories I've heard over the course of my years. But, you know, it's very well-intentioned for people to want to do that. It's a misguided service to the bears, and it really, really hurts the bears in the long run.
While it is unwise to deliberately feed a bear, it's also unwise to allow the bear to help himself to whatever may be around your house. Ryan says, take a few precautions and make sure the bears don't become a nuisance.
They're going to be looking for the easiest food possible, especially before you've got a lot of green up in the mountains, and a lot of their spring food sources would be coming up in the mountain counties. So the primary thing to do is to keep all your food up. All the bird seed and bird feeders should be taken down at this time of the year so they don't attract the bears. People should be very cautious what they do with their garbage and make sure if they feed their outside pets, feed them during the day. Of course, you should feed your outside pets, but feed them during the day and make sure all the pet food is up before nighttime.
If you're in a situation where it's harder to hide those food sources, the DNR can give you a little direction on how to harden your target.
You know, if there's some places that are specific where you can't get them up, you know, a lot of times our local managers or our biologists will work with specific solutions on how to secure that trash or that garbage so that the bear cannot get into it. I know that, you know, people have made minor modifications to the dumpsters around restaurants, be it metal bars or welded bars.
When a bear becomes accustomed to human food, they'll keep coming back again and again and becoming bolder and bolder. And while they may appear funny to observe, they can become aggressive and lose their fear of humans, turning them dangerous. With so many bears now in West Virginia, it generally results in the bear ultimately having to be put down.
We don't do very much trapping, transferring anymore. You know, one of the primary things we try to do is to educate people not to feed the bears. If people just wouldn't feed the bears and would remove the food sources, if they remove those food sources, we typically don't have very many problems from bears.
Keep that advice in mind, especially if you're in an area with a dense bear population. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.